Well, congratulations on your podcast.
My name is Lisa Smith Henderson, and I am the host of Lily Logic. And we are starting out a new year with one of my oldest and dearest friends, Ed Yarb, who was my morning show partner back in the day, almost 30 years ago. And the wild thing is, and I call you Eddie, even though I know it's Ed, and you call
And
me
I
Chris.
call you Christy, even though it says clearly Lily.
It's fine. It's all good. But we had never met and we got put together to do a morning show. Now, if that wasn't God, I don't know really what was because we had chemistry. And to do a morning show, you have got to have chemistry. We had a ball. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life as the couple of years that we had on the air together.
We laughed, we cried, we fought,
Well, we fought.
we did everything that a married couple did at an accelerated rate in the span of like a year and a half.
Right, inside the workplace, not outside.
Oh yeah. No, it was in not only in the workspace, but in the space between the songs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was when we would have our best fights. And then we would go back on the air and be like, ooh, Eddie, all
Right.
happy.
What you don't see, you don't know.
Yeah. And we kept the friendship up through all these years. And we both, I think, always had a spiritual bent. There's no question. But what I want to talk to you about today, as we go into a new year, is what you did 15 years ago in 2010 and your transformation. So, can you tell us a little bit about what that period of time was like for you?
Yeah, so since about October of 2009, heading into 2010, I was about ready to turn 50 years old. I was getting ready to go through a divorce after 23 years of marriage. I was not living at home with my kids anymore, and this all occurred very suddenly. My sister was gracious enough to open up her home and let me live there because all of my money was still going to pay for the house that I was no longer living in. But have to take care of the family, and you have to take care of, you got to be an upstanding guy through this whole thing. So I was at my heaviest weight of all time, near 360 or more. The scale kind of gave up on me too, because it was like, that's all I got, man. So it was probably around that weight. It was a sad time. It was a very uncertain time, scary time for sure. So I was on my own, ready to turn 50, living with my sister, and I sat in a chair 24/7. That's where I was.
Okay, so we're talking severe depression here too.
Oh, big time. It's a severe depression, clinically unable to move. I was frozen in place. Needless to say, I'd had no sense of getting up, except if it was to go to the refrigerator. And I didn't walk, I didn't participate, contact friends anymore. I was just there, nowhere.
And I want to add, it was the holidays. And you were without your family for the first
Yeah,
time.
I mean, even my immediate family couldn't agree on which side of the divorce everyone was on, So all I knew was I didn't want to go into the new year like this, because knowing myself the way I know myself, if I continued the pattern of behavior, I would just sit there and eat and become one of those stories that you used to see on Maury or Jerry Springer, where they had to knock a wall down and take the guy out of the house and get me Russian. I didn't want all that for myself, but I had no idea of what to do or how to start anything. I just knew that at the beginning of the year, I wanted to start working on a new me. And I knew that involved losing weight. That was the motivation to just get up and do something and start losing weight.
What brought you literally to your knees? This bottom that you hit?
I figured whatever I would do, I would start on January 1st. It's a big day. It's got to be something grand that I wanted to do. And I knew that if I started it at a point a little bit before or a little bit after, it didn't hold the same significance as starting something on literally day one of the year and trying to do something. All I wanted to do was commit to something for an entire year. I didn't even look at it then as a New Year's resolution. It was just a resolution that was going to start on New Year's. I didn't have a plan. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You have to, do I diet? No, certainly that never worked. Do I exercise? No. And, everybody would say, just get out there and do a walk. I didn't like to walk, but I knew I had to do something. And I was low, and I did what every other person at their lowest depths did. I reached out and I'm like, okay, God, who I didn't know on a first name basis, but I thought it was okay. I'm like, okay, God, if you have a plan for me, I would like to receive some divine inspiration right now. Tell me your plan and I'll do it. I'll do it for a year. Just tell me your plan. Nothing was coming. The year was closing out.
God was cricketing you.
Nothing at all. It's literally now New Year's Eve and I don't have a plan. And tomorrow's the day something has to start. And here's where it all turns. That night, I literally got down and said a prayer on my knees at bedside. And I'm like, look, we're at crunch time. I got nothing. So give me something now. Well, of course, nothing happened. But I went to bed that night and I dreamt a very vivid dream, which is the only reason I can recount it with such exact specifications today. I had a dream of exactly what I was supposed to do. I dreamt that I was talking to God, and God said, okay, you want to do something for a year? I want you to get out there and walk. Take a walk a day and just do it every day for a year. And I'm like, come on, you know I don't like to walk. What? You got to have something better than that. And so God's talking to me. He's like, well, I see you everywhere with one of those. At that time, we had the little instant cameras because the cell phones weren't taking, we weren't taking selfies except if it was with one of those little digital cameras. So I literally received the message that take a camera with you, go out on a walk, just walk as far as you need to find something interesting to take a picture of. Take a picture of it, whatever it is, turn around and come back home. And I'm like, okay, I could do that because here's the thing. You left me an out. God, you said find something interesting. I could go out to the end of my driveway and I could find something interesting about a letter I got in the mail. So if I don't feel like walking, I'm going to take a picture of that envelope and I'm going to turn around and come back in the house.
I love the way you bargained with God in this dream.
And
I
a
mean,
little bit of arrogance, and I feel bad about that now, but at the time, I was looking for anything to cling on to what I knew, even though it sucked. I didn't want to change because of the uncertainty. I knew what I was dealing with. I didn't know what I was going to deal with. I didn't know what better looked like. I hadn't dreamed about what better was going to be. All I knew is everything I had, let's go through it again. Turning 50, heaviest weight of my life, going through a divorce. Let's lop on the top of that bankruptcy, foreclosure, both parents in failing health. My sister was in failing health. So I had every marker that somebody could need for a heart attack at age 50. Back to the instructions. God's like, yeah, okay, do whatever you got to do, but just make sure that when you come back from your walk, put it in a blog, put your picture or pictures, whatever you take that day, and write a little story about that day. That's all you got to do. And I woke up that morning and I just knew immediately what I was supposed to do. But I didn't know how to do it. I had never written a blog before. I'm like, I'm trying to find out how do you blog? What's a blog like? All that stuff. So I
God
found
was
out.
hip to the blogs, right?
Yeah. So a blog was just an online journal. Once I got that through my head, I signed up for a blog site, and I just called it A Year of Walks. So I said, and I wrote, they have a little thing there for a mission statement. And to this day, what I wrote has never been changed because it was perfect from the start. So I have a couple of things here with me. I want to just show you. I have since downloaded my entire blog into these books.
Wow. So
These
you're
three.
releasing this as a book this year.
I'm going to take all this and put it down into some kind of a form that people might like to read and find inspiring. Because if they're stuck, I would like to help. And I just have to get this out of me. So here's the mission statement. It's on my blog site. I got it up here. So this is my year of walks. Nothing fancy. It is exactly what it says it is. Over the next year, I want to take a walk every day for an entire year. Hopefully, along my journey, I can discover better health, weight loss, and a sense of direction and purpose in my life. And so my journey begins on my way to a better me. That's what I wrote. So I didn't put, I want to do a 4-minute mile. I want to do a marathon. I want to be this specific weight. I just literally laid out, I don't know what this is going to be, but I know that I'm going to do it for an entire year. And with that, I've never had to change that because I didn't hook or lock myself into something.
You
Except a little bit of time each day.
made your goal realistic.
Yeah, and flexible, I guess. Looking back on it now, it's real easy to see how to change, but starting out with no idea, it really, if I pat myself on the back, I'm telling you, it really was a brilliant way to make a statement to set yourself up for success. I don't know what's the outcome is going to be, but I'm going to commit to this every day for a year, for as long as I want to. It couldn't be any more vague. So,
You're following God's directions at this point. You've stopped arguing. You have your little camera. You've
got
got
my
your
little
book
camera,
ready to
and the
go.
next day I set out on a walk,
So
and I
tell
said,
me about the first day.
"Yeah, I literally said that I'm not gonna look, God, I'm not gonna just walk out to the mailbox. I'll at least give it a try." So I set my goal for that day to walk around the block. And by the time I got to the third street, I was tapped out. I was breathless. And I was doing that hunched over, hands on your knees thing, just huffing and puffing away, gasping for breath. And I heard a woman call out and she goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Oh, yeah, I'm just exhausted. I'm trying this new walking thing." And she said, "Oh, you're new here. I've never seen you before." And I explained the whole story about living with my sister, going through a divorce, so I'm going to be here a while. So, and this woman said, "What's that like?" And I said, "Well, it's a lot of walking and breathing." She said, "No." She says, "I mean, like the divorce thing, you had a long-term marriage." I go, "Yeah, I don't know where it came from. It happened." And she goes, "Because I've been thinking about divorcing my husband after 27 years of marriage." And I looked at her and I said, "What is it with you women that you decide you're just done with marriage in your middle 50s, your late 40s? You just this." So we're having a intimate dialogue among complete strangers.
And thank
So,
God you were able to stop and catch your breath.
yeah, I'd do anything to keep from walking again. So I'm talking to her, and I told her that I'm starting a blog. Would she mind taking a selfie with me? Because she was going to be my subject to write about that day. So she goes, "Yeah, of course." And from day one, I was handed something interesting, which was great. On day two, I met a guy whose name was Bentley. and he was walking two dogs, and they were called Rolls, and the other one was called Royce. And I took a
I love it.
picture of his dogs, and they were in the blog. And then every day from then on, there was something new. And I think looking back on it, the key is looking for something, looking for the unexpected. If you just walk through and if you just concentrate on the walk, I'd be concentrating, I would miss life as it was going by. But I specifically went outside to look for something interesting. So my head was up and I was walking around, which really exposed me to looking for the good. And this is all happening by accident.
Right, by accident.
By accident, right?
Yeah. So they say it takes what, 30 days to change a habit or to start a new habit. At the end of that first month, what were you starting to discover?
Well, it wasn't even at the end. You get to like day 27, 28 of continuous. Now my walks are up to about 45 minutes, maybe some are even an hour. I'm trying to stretch it a little bit more because, and I'm venturing out a little bit, but some days it's raining and you just don't want to commit to that walk. And I'm like, look, I already have 27 days invested in this. I'm going to blow it for one day on walk 28.
Right.
So I would literally, this was in Florida, so I literally get in the car, drive about 20 minutes away somewhere and where it's not raining, and start my walk there. So this got me out of even my immediate surroundings. The habit became not wanting to fail on what I've already built. There wasn't a specific time. I just knew that I had to go. I kind of walked when I felt the inspiration, which turned out to be really good because by the end of the year, so many things were happening based on my intuition of when to walk or what to expect or what not to expect, just be looking. And this year is filled with so many interesting stories. It's literally 365 interesting things that happened to me in a single year. I connected with friends that I hadn't talked to on the internet. I didn't make it a big Facebook thing because I didn't want it to be all about me and get lost in the meanness of the whole thing. I
Right.
wanted to just share it. I'm doing a walk a day. Here's what I did today. Isn't that cool? But on my blog was where I put all the other stuff. That's where I really shared the nuts and bolts, and the heart of what I was doing was with this blog. So I would hear from friends that I hadn't talked to. Now they're all accustomed to, oh, Eddie walks every day. Hey, I'm available on this day. I know I haven't seen you in 15 years, but would you do a walk with me? And I'm talking about Lynn Austin, who's a dear friend of mine. She was the original Hooters girl. Greg Billings, who had the Stranger Band, and he has the Greg Billings Band, a very huge local celebrity in Clearwater. Old friends who I haven't seen in years that just happen to be in town. They're scheduling walks to be with me, which was insane. I mean, it really became a thing.
When did you realize, oh, this is a spiritual journey? This isn't about walking, taking pictures, and observing, that this is transformative on a soul level.
It was pretty early on. There was one specific day, and it was early on, and there was nothing going on. And I'm like, and like I said, God hadn't come up in my conversation since before the blog. Didn't need him anymore. One of those spiritual guys. So I'm like, come on, God, give me something. Nothing has happened on this walk. And literally take another five steps, and there's a rainbow in the sky. And I'm like, wow, that's weird. The sky was all cloudy, dark. Go another half a block, it's sunny, and there's a rainbow. And I'm like, now I'm making the connection. Okay, I'm asking for stuff. that I'm getting, which is cool, scary, and is it just a coincidence or can it happen again? So then I began like testing it, not every day, but when I was stuck, I'm like, what have you got? And something would be handed to me right away. I'm going to jump ahead to like
Yeah, jump, jump. Just, I love the stories.
the 200th walk was coming up, and I just had the instinctual gut feeling that something interesting was going to be happening on my 200th walk. It was a landmark walk, two-thirds of the way through the journey. But I also had the feeling something's going to happen that you're not going to be able to take a picture of. I didn't know whether the camera was going to break, or I just knew that expect something big to happen and you're not going to be able to take a picture of it. My boss at the time was a professional photographer. Her name's Linda, and she's now a dear friend. I asked her if she would bring her good camera and walk with me on this 200th walk, because I told her I have a feeling something interesting is going to happen and I want good pictures of it. So she goes, yeah, I'd love to. She brought her son along and we walked along the high bank shores of where the Bel Air Hotel was in Clearwater. So we're looking down at the beach and it's a nice sunny day. And all of a sudden, it starts pouring rain and it's sunny outside, big, heavy drops. So we were already halfway on our journey. And I remember her tucking her camera up under her shirt, me tucking my camera up, and we're sprinting back to get back to the truck. And she just said, stop right where you are. Just stop and look at me. I said, okay. And she's taking pictures of me. And she goes, now put your hands out like this. And I did. And I said, what's up? And she goes, turn around. And I turned around and I was standing in the middle of a complete rainbow.
Oh, really?
Not inhibited by buildings, because we were on a golf course on the Bel Air grounds. And I could see one end to the other, and I was standing in the middle of it. That's when I knew there's something intuitive going on here. There's something God-given. It kind of was all coming together. And if you ever needed something to solidify that, that was it for me. You can look at these anecdotal stories and just tell yourself that it was a series of random coincidences.
No, not when you get the intuitive feeling. And what's beautiful is that you obeyed the random intuitive feeling. You said, okay, I hear you. I'm not going to be able to take the picture. You acted on it. And by listening, you captivated it. Now, here's my question, and I don't want to get too digressed, but do you think that we just have to be open? These things are happening all the time and we're not noticing.
People tend to put everything off as coincidences, and I really started noticing that I have this when I usually when I think of somebody, I give them a phone call, and I don't wait and go, well, no, you haven't talked to them in years. When I think about them, I call them up. 9 times out of 10, Christy, I would hear, oh my God, I was just telling somebody about you, I was just talking about you, or I was just ready to give you a call. That happened 9 times out of 10. So I started to think, even from that, well, there's something going on between me thinking of it and acting on it, and me thinking of it and not doing it. Because if I would delay, they would go, oh, last week I was telling somebody about you. I wanted to kind of test the nowness of the whole thing. I'm thinking of it now. So I'll call now, and then they're like, I was just about to call you. So I knew that there was something to this perception and what was going on behind the scenes, not to ignore what people would dismiss as a fleeting thought. So that's when I really started acting on it, and I carried that into the year of walks, and I have So many stories like that. I have a story. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when we come back, will you talk about some of the specific stories that just summarize this spirituality of what started out as something you that was very vague?
Yeah, it was not intended to be a spiritual transformation. Trust me, that was the last thing I was looking for. It was a me transformation that led me to discover the spirituality-ness of the transformation. So, yeah, I'd love to share a couple of the stories,
Yeah.
or a few of the
So
stories with you.
I want to say I'm talking to Ed Yarb, and Eddie and I, we were Christy and Eddie, we worked together nearly 30 years ago, and he's been kind enough to help me launch this podcast this year with this great story of transformation. So when we come back, I want to hear some of these concrete examples of the wow that are the way God shows up in our everyday lives. So can
I
we do
can't wait to share them.
We'll continue our discussion on Lili Logic about a year of transformation and what it's like, how to make a New Year's resolution actually stick. If you want to know more about us, you can go to lililogic.com, and you can also find the podcast on all of your favorite platforms.